This is Dr. Masucci. I'll be taking history and physical examination on patient's name is Jack Bible, B-I-B-L-E, Jack, J-A-C-K. Date of birth is 2-8-1930. Date of service is 12-18-2023. Mr. Bible is a very pleasant ...93-year-old male with history of iron deficiency anemia, hyperlipidemia, benign prostatic hypertrophy, colon mass, history of dementia, and degenerative joint disease. Was admitted to the hospital after he was presented to the emergency room with complaints of recurrent falls. He was seen in the emergency room. Lab study did reveal a hemoglobin of 8.1. His urinalysis was positive for infection. His chest X-ray also did reveal some interstitial edema. There was also consolidation in the left lung base. He was admitted to the hospital with complaints of recurrent falls. Physical therapy was consulted. Orthostatic blood pressure and pulse were checked. He was also started on antibiotic with Rosuvastatin and Zithromax. Indwelling catheter was placed. He was being monitored. Also was diagnosed with aortic stenosis. Cardiology has been following. Patient was being monitored. He gradually felt better. Physical and occupational therapy were consulted. He was subsequently discharged from the hospital and admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility. At the present time, he is laying in his bed. He says that he is feeling well. He denied any complaints of chest pain or shortness of breath. There is any palpitation. There is any nausea, no vomiting. There is any diarrhea, no fever or chills. No other complaints. He does complaints of feeling tired and fatigue. And occasional joint pains. No other complaints. Past medical history has been significant for past medical history has been significant for iron deficiency anemia, history of colon mass, history of hyperlipidemia, history of benign prostatic hypertrophy, degenerative joint disease, and history of dementia. Past surgical history, non-contributory, social history, smoking none, alcohol none, allergies. Hydrochlorothiazide and simvastatin. Current medications reviewed and as documented in EHR. Review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, denies any heaviness or pressure sensation, denies any palpitations, no history of CAD. He does have history of aortic stenosis. Respiratory system, denies any cough, denies any chest pain, denies any shortness of breath, denies any pain with deep inspiration, no fever or chills. Denied to gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain, no nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no history of peptic ulcer disease. He does have history of colon mass, history of bleeding. Denied to urinary, he does have history of BPH, otherwise unremarkable. Neurological, he somewhat forgetful, has history of dementia, but no history of TIE or CVA, no focal weakness in the arms or legs. He has been having recurrent falls. Musculoskeletal, complaints of joint pains, history of arthritis. All other symptoms are reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination, vital signs reviewed and as documented in EHR, HENT examination was normal, pupils were equal, round and reactive to light, extraocular movements were intact. Neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy, heart SNS 2 was audible, systolic murmur grade 2, 3/6 left in the body was audible, lungs was diminished breath sounds in the basis, no rails, no wheezing, abdomen was soft, non-tender, ball sounds were positive, extremities no edema. Neurological examination, patient awake, alert, moving all four extremities, no focal deficit. Impression, number 1, generalized weakness. Next, recurrent falls. Next, aortic stenosis. Next, next iron deficiency anemia. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, BPH. Next, DJD. Next, history of colon mass. Treatment plan, discuss with patient about his symptoms. He's admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility. Will continue current medications. Will monitor his vitals, consult physical and occupational therapy, continue other medications, will monitor his progress, will follow up on his workup. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office. Period. End of dictation.